A Skagway artist shares the inspiration for his newest project, and the Haines storytelling event, River Talk, is set to return next week. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. A local artist has designed a piece of artwork that will adorn a new municipal building near Skagway's waterfront next year. The artist drew inspiration from his ancestral heritage. The new Shoreline Park restroom project will feature a Northwest Coast Formline style metal cutout called Reflection. Lifelong Skagway resident Bo Dennis created it.
It's an eagle looking directly at another eagle as a mirror image. And I had two meanings in that for myself. It was kind of like looking into a mirror, but looking into the past to my ancestors for strength and guidance, you know, especially as the times that I was working on that and creating it was in the heart of a pandemic. And so it was that idea of being able to find strength and guidance in places where you wouldn't necessarily always look for it. At the same time, it's, you know, a reflection of looking at yourself.
The piece will be a 5-foot by 8-foot metal cutout and will be in the style Dennis has been working with for about 5 years.
Northwest Coast Formline art has been practiced by the indigenous peoples all the way, you know, from the northern area of Southeast Alaska all the way down to the Seattle area and down even into northern Oregon. And so Formline, you know, speaks to the style of the art where we're using forms, individual forms that we bring together to create one cohesive piece.
Dennis says with formline art, you can trace around the main piece of the formline without ever lifting your finger, so everything is completely connected. And many pieces of this style contain specific colors.
Black and red, and even, you know, in this area, into a bluish green, I guess you could call it turquoise or a teal, were the primary colors that were used. The main reason, again, is lack of resources. You know, it's not like they could just go out and buy a tube of acrylic paint. They're making their own pigments and dye. You know, the red is coming from crushed berries that are mixed with crushed stone and then binder, which a lot of times was saliva. Then going into the blacks, you're looking at, you know, your charcoals and just finding these natural resources that can create these colors.
Dennis says this form of art was almost lost by years of colonial assimilation into the Western culture.
Being moved out of places and being, you know, told not to practice our potlatches and art and dancing.
So modern artists have had to develop terms and methods that best represent the traditional styles.
Natives in this area just had oral history. They had no written language. So these are things that scholars greater than myself have studied for years and years and put names to so that we can move forward and again revive this art, you know, and it's in a strong revival.
Bo Dennis says this style has been used for thousands of years, and he is both impressed and humbled by the mastery of early works.
A lot of the inspiration that I take comes from pieces that were done in the mid-1800s.
He also says he's excited for his art to be on display in a public setting.
I'm beyond thrilled with the idea that my artwork will be up front and center on a building that, you know, visitors from all over the world get to see first thing when they arrive, and therein also learning a little bit about the culture as they're coming in and knowing that, you know, Skagway wasn't just a gold rush community. There's a lot more to it. So it's a great opportunity to further that knowledge and education.
Dennis says he expects the restroom project to be completed next spring prior to the arrival of the first cruise ships of the summer season. He plans to continue working with the municipality on future art projects and is currently teaching a Northwest Coast Formline art class to local kids through a day camp program. Haines storytelling event River Talk is back after an 18-month hiatus due to the pandemic. KHNS's Corinne Smith spoke with an event organizer about what's in store for audiences as storytellers return to the stage.
Haines Theater Group, the Lynn Canal Community Players, are putting on River Talk, which will feature 7 storytellers for 7 minutes each. Kristen Brumfield is one of the organizers and also Haines school counselor.
These are local people sharing personal stories of any kind of experience. They might make you laugh, they might make you cry, they might make you both do both things. And it is really a lovely way to spend a couple hours in the middle of dreary, rainy, cold October.
The community event is back in person at the Chilkat Center for the Arts after 18 months on hold due to the pandemic.
So we did sort of look at, is there a way to do storytelling via Zoom or doing a YouTube channel? And we sort of felt that that the magic of the event would be lost a little, because part of, I think maybe even largely, what's beautiful about River Talk is that it is a gathering of people together in a space where people they maybe have only seen at the grocery store or walking down the street, or maybe have never seen before in their lives and didn't even know lived in town or, you know, lived in Haines, suddenly are there, and you learn something personal about this person, and no one is professional. It is just a fun, casual 7-minute talk, 7 speakers, 7 minutes for $7.
Brumfield says 5 storytellers have signed up so far, and so there is space for 2 more. Previously, the storytelling event was held monthly with past themes like How I Ended Up in Haines and Cheating Death. This upcoming River Talk has 2 themes. The first is I Didn't See That Coming.
Perhaps unconsciously, it had to do with the fact that really the last 2 years, none of us saw coming. You know, this was not something, this pandemic and everything that has been associated with it was not anything. It changed us, and it has changed the world, and it has changed us personally in a million different ways, from big things to small things, to the way we are feeling in our lives, in our homes, in our jobs.
And on the opposite side of that uncertainty, the second theme is I Saw That Coming a Mile Away.
2 sides of the same coin, and yet very different stories. And it will be really, really fun.
It's also about being together in person, sharing and listening to stories together.
Sharing in a moment collectively that we haven't been able to do. Everything has been maybe you and your people you were with in quarantine watching something on the TV or on a screen. But to actually be sharing a moment of sameness at the same time together is really a thing that we have not realized we've lost, maybe, and we might be craving in a way we don't even know that it's going to affect us. And I think I foresee it being really positive and powerful.
Brumfield says it's been an extraordinary time over the last 18 months, living through a global pandemic. Everyone has a story to share, and Haines is invited to do so or just be a part of the community experience with River Talk. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.
Anyone interested in signing up can do so before Thursday, October 21st by reaching Kristen Brumfield directly at 907-419-0374. The storytelling event is scheduled to take place at 7 p.m. next Thursday, October 21st at the Chilkat Center for the Arts. Entry is $7 and masks are required. For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also subscribe to or follow KHNS News anywhere you get your podcasts.